live from the middle of America in the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard. It's Friday night, the 24th of August, 2007. This is the Midnight Rider. My name is Mike Chambers. How are you this evening? I hope you're doing well. Tonight we have a good program for you. Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com and Live Free or Die Radio is going to be one of our guests, along with Doug Owen of BlacklistedNews.com. We're going to talk about the news, among other things. If you've not heard, early today, 4:20 this morning, Aaron Russo passed away, finally ending his final fight with cancer. I think he'd been he'd beaten it three times before, and this was the fourth time, and it was just too much. And but man, he's given us so much. You know, the legacy that he leaves us is huge. The bar he has set for us as people involved in the Patriot or Freedom Movement, whatever you want to call it, is high. And it's one that's going to be tough to step up to. But I think we can, and I think we must. You know, after our call last night from Cynical, I got to tell you, a fire's been lit under my butt, folks, after hearing him talk about the fact that they've been trained, our own military, in violation of their oaths, will be used to take us away to camps. And that's real, folks. That's not games. It's not guesses, speculations, anything. It's fact. And I mean, that was just, it was incredible to hear it. And this young man summoned the courage, got the courage up, and he called, had to used another name because he was injured, had a botched surgery, and didn't want to see his benefits disappear. I don't blame him. But he summoned the courage, and he called, and he told us, and he talked for about 45 minutes and told us his story of his time in Iraq and what he's seen and what he's learned. And they plan on using the military against us. And so we have a big task in front of us, and Aaron Russo has left us a legacy and a foundation to build on. I've listened to interviews with him today, and the way he was able to get his message out, now I understand why he went and was so huge in getting Ron Paul the early support that he needed on a grassroots level, because the message is clear. The message is simple. And Aaron's message was clear, and it was simple. And, you know, I think had he not been sick, I think he would have likely run for president. And who knows what would have happened then. Oh, wow. Could you imagine an Aaron Russo, Ron Paul ticket? It'd be hard to beat. I mean, it really would be hard to beat. If you'd like to talk, I don't know if there's been an opportunity for folks to talk about him tonight. If you want to talk about him, you're more than welcome to. And our number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. My website is midnightridershow.com. There's an email link there if you'd like to go there and send an email with a show suggestion, thought, feedback, whatever. Love to hear from you. Also, a link to our live interactive chat room that's up and running right now. And just click on that link. It'll take you right there, and you can join in the chat and be a part of the program that way as well, either telephonically or electronically, but again, over the Internet. So back in just a minute with Doug and Lee. We'll get into our Young Guns Roundtable here tonight, talk about some things on the other side. You're listening to The Midnight Rider. That's me, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Here on the Midnight Rider, let's get right to it. Welcome aboard to the program tonight. Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com and Live Free or Die Radio, and Doug Owen of BlacklistedNews.com. Our young guns for this evening, gentlemen, how are you?
Great, Mike.
Good. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing really good, guys. Kind of an interesting day today with the passing of Aaron Russo. I'll give you guys each a few minutes here. Doug, why don't we start with you, your thoughts about the passing of Mr. Russo today?
Well, I mean, it's really unfortunate. I mean, he did so much for the freedom movement as a whole, and the Liberty Party as well. He was really a wrong Paul quality guy, and you know, very selfless. And you know, a lot of people don't know that he put, you know, well over $1 million into America's freedom to fascism out of his own money, you know, while he was fighting cancer. And I mean, that is just something to be commended. I mean, he really put it all out there on the line. And I mean, we can only take lessons from a great guy like Aaron Russo and you know, be inspired by him. But, you know, it's a tragic loss, but, you know, such is life.
Yeah, that's true. Lee, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think the important thing we can take from this whole thing is that, you know, we should definitely celebrate his life. And, you know, he gave us this fantastic tool to fight the New World Order with America, freedom, and fascism. And, I mean, it's common on my program earlier today, but freedom of fascism. I mean, it just outlines the Federal Reserve System, the Internal Revenue Service. It gets into the North American Union a little bit, the New World Order. It touches upon a wide variety of issues, but it just provides them in such a simple context that people who are just learning about this information for the first time can easily grab onto it and grasp the concepts that he's trying to present. So, you know, I think we need to celebrate his life, and we need to use the tools that he gave us. And I think what he'd want the most is for us to go out there and support Ron Paul's campaign and continue to promote the message of liberty, freedom, and the Constitution.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree, because I think we've gotten a great tool, and his message is just so clear, so simple, just like Ron Paul's. And, you know, as I mentioned before the break, I think he's responsible for the fact that, you know, in large part that Ron Paul's running and has and got the initial support he needed to get things started on a grassroots level. Plus, I think he's responsible for the fact that Ed and Elaine Brown are still alive. I think that, you know, because he brought immediate attention to their situation and got people to kind of rally and bring, you know, a lot of media attention to them, where had they not gotten that media attention, they might either be in jail or dead at this point.
Oh, yeah, that's very true. I mean, I know the Browns, what they were doing is they actually had the film America, Freedom, Fascism, and they were actually trying to give it to the press, like all the establishment press cronies that would go up there and cover the event. And I know for a fact that they're handing out that video to the press around here. And, you know, it's just unfortunate that the establishment press, I don't know what the deal is, but, I mean, they really chose not to look at the facts and the evidence that's presented in the film. And, I mean, the local newspapers around here, the local TV, I mean, all the media outlets up here in New Hampshire, they continue to have a real biased view as to how they present the whole situation with the Browns up there. They don't get into the IRS. They don't get into the fraud of the 16th Amendment. They don't get into the Supreme Court decision. I mean, they promote what the IRS is saying much more than what the freedom movement is saying, and it just doesn't make any sense.
Well, it if you know why, most of these television stations are no longer owned by a single, you know, station owner. They're all owned by chains. Who, thanks to deregulation from radio, have been given huge numbers of licenses. And if they go against the grain, they lose the licenses. So they're going to play along. They're going to do whatever they have to do to keep those licenses, including lie and cheat and tell us whatever the powers that be want us to hear. And that's
right.
The sad thing,
yeah.
When they're supposed to be the ones who are supposed to be the watchdog.
Right. That's what sickens me the most. I mean, you know, even with all this corruption, all this craziness going on, you figure that the people in the media would actually have some sort of credibility and would stand for what's right, but they're obviously not doing it, so it's really up to us in the alternative media to get the word out about what's really going on and cover the news, because the establishment press, I mean, they're just refusing to do it at this point.
Well, I mean, if you listen to the talking heads that have been on radio, like Limbaugh and Hannity, they're talking about Michael Vick in Cuba. I mean, I'm sorry, but who the hell cares about Cuba? Castro's about as much of a threat as my ex-mother-in-law.
Oh, well, I mean, that's what they're there for. They're there to pacify, you know, real conservatives and to distract you from the economy and all the real news that you should be hearing about. I mean,
right.
You know, the dollar may fall to a record low within 6 months. I mean, Goldman Sachs. I mean, people, you know, they're not reading Bloomberg. So, even though the information's out there, you know, you have these left and right gatekeepers. I mean, I wouldn't, you know, say that, you know, Keith Olbermann or Lou Dobbs, for that matter. I mean, they touch the waters, but you know, that just might be, you know, to kind of get the idea out there and, you know, see where public opinion's at. But as far as I tune in and hear, you know, the same coming out of them. So I mean, the mainstream media as a whole, I mean, you know, every once in a while they'll let slide bits of the truth out, but you know, you'll have Neil Curvato having the Hooters girls on there while you know, the economy's crashing and we're injecting
right.
billions of dollars into the economy and borrowing yen. And, I mean, you know, just all sorts of craziness is going on. And, you know, and he's interviewing the Hooters girls, and he's supposed to be Fox News' economic pundit, you know, sit around.
Right.
Economic analyst, I guess, would be the proper term for him. But he's just really a propagandist.
Yeah, is Britney Spears bad for the economy? Back after this word from Smith Barney.
Exactly.
I mean, and that's what it seems to become. And even Aaron Russo, in one of the interviews, I think the interview he did with Alex here a few months ago, he even alluded to the fact that in Hollywood, you know, he had pretty much been ostracized, even though those people out there knew the truth. It's just that you got to go along to get along, and that's what they've decided to do. I mean, their country be damned.
Well, yeah, that's sure. Really the main problem that I see just in our society in general. I mean, I don't know what it is with people in today's culture, but there just seems to be so few of a people just as a whole that are willing to actually stand up against what's going on and actually have the courage to start speaking out against this. I mean, it's almost like they either don't care or they're afraid of being labeled a nutcase or something. So, I mean, you just see the trend. I mean, we've just lost more and more liberty and freedom since the Federal Reserve came into existence. And, I mean, they're putting cameras up everywhere. They got this microchip technology they want to implant everybody with. I mean, it's just getting insane and crazy. I don't know how people aren't just screaming bloody murder at this point.
Well, I mean,
go ahead, Doug.
I was just going to say, I mean, the mainstream media has always had control in it, you know, but it's since the Federal Reserve, like Lee was saying, I mean, there's just been a huge consolidation. And, you know, even though some of these people aren't, you know, necessarily propagandists, it's like, you know, like you're talking about with movies, you know, Paramount's not going to fund something if they find it too controversial. You know, they're not, you know, all these big houses, I mean, you know, it costs so much to produce a major film of any sort. You know, like I said, I mean, Freedom to Fascism, I mean, it's an awesome movie. I mean, that cost over $1 million, you know, and you can only imagine big ones. So, I mean, it's really hard to, you know, even if you have good intentions and want to get the word out, you really have to do it tactfully. I mean, look what happened to Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he was decimated in the press. And, you know, I mean, you know, everybody's saying, you know, how could a guy who's, you know, done drugs and run around with crazy women, you know, have an opinion about it. But then you look at the White House and there's, well, there's a guy who's done drugs.
Well, look at Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, he's, you know, he gets caught with OxyContin and Viagra in his bag.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, Limbaugh. He gets off scot-free, you know. I mean, even actors have to do the time or at least appear to, you know. But, you know, there's a bunch of, you know, NWO scumbags out there. I mean, you know. Limbaugh especially, and Hannity, I mean, you know, they know. I mean, Hannity, he visits with Bush. They went away to a little camp together. I mean, those are truly propagandists, like, you know, Bill O'Reilly and Michelle Malkin. I mean, if you look at what Bill O'Reilly did when he was in Inside Edition exposing everything from JFK, I mean, all sorts of really good investigative work. I mean, Michelle Malkin wrote for the Jewish Online Daily an article called Just a Few Questions About 9/11.
Right.
She looks in Flight 93. So, some of these people are just self-censors that just go along to get along. And some of these people, some of the big names out there are bought and paid for propagandists. You can look at their careers and where they moved and where they were bought off. You can look at where they changed job positions and where they changed their whole, you know, output. I mean, you know, Rush Limbaugh used to actually come out against, I mean, he was actually a conservative at one point in his time. I mean, I remember listening to him, you know, maybe 15 years back, and he still put out a lot of good info. But
yeah, he did, and it seems to me that right about the time he got into legal trouble and got his cochlear implant, that everything changed, and I mean, he just became a parrot at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
But then again, maybe his entire... The idea behind his entire show, though, may have been just to bring people along to a certain point of view, and then when things go along, you know, he has enough influence to make people see things a certain way. But at the same time, I'm realizing that the success of people like him and Hannity are due in large part to the fact that you've got a company like Clear Channel with over 1,000 stations, and many of them talk. And the fact that, you know, it's a must that those stations run them. And you've got built-in audience there, because usually Clear Channel is about the only game when it comes to talk in town. We're going to take a break. Come back on the other side with more. If you'd like to join the conversation, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. You're listening to the Midnight Rider.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah. DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
That gets you right here in the saddle with the Midnight Rider here Friday night, 24th of August. And glad you're with us, 2007. Our guest tonight, Doug Owen of BlacklistedNews.com and Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com and Live Free or Die Radio, which you can hear nightly from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time on the TruthNet Radio Network. We've got a phone call. Rob in Pennsylvania, welcome to the program. How are you this evening?
Hey, guys, what's up?
Not much. How are you?
I'm just kind of wondering if the bad news came out and the good news yet.
Well, the bad news is Aaron Russo died earlier today.
That did come out. Okay.
Yeah. What's the good news?
Castro's dead. I told you that a week ago. It's starting to come out now in Miami.
Is it official? Because I've heard rumors all day long.
I don't know if it's official. What did I tell you that 5 days ago at least that I had heard, and I was kind of doubting my source because I'm, you know, this guy's usually dead on within, you know, 3 days. I was thinking, okay, maybe he was wrong here, but yeah, it's starting. I guess starting to break the Miami. I've been at work all day and night, you know, Yeah, I didn't want to interrupt your roundtable. I was wondering if all that came out, because I got a call this morning when I got home saying that Russo wasn't doing good, and they thought that, you know, it was pretty much, you know, time to go. Yeah. But
no, the last I'd heard on Castro was there was no official word, but there's a lot of mobilization of things being done down in the Miami area. You know, I would imagine that, you know, there's you know, they're expecting, I guess, people in the streets and that kind of stuff down there. I've heard that their EOC is on alert and things to that effect.
Right.
The only thing that, you know, where people, you know, since there hasn't been official word out of Cuba, the guy who basically broke the story is like a gossip columnist who does a blog and spends most of his time talking about Brittany and Lindsay Lohan. And so there's a lot of reticence in confirming it. And, of course, you know, the Cuban government is not going to say anything at this point. Even their television was running a rerun of Friends this afternoon.
Right. Now, from what I heard, you know, again, this is about a week ago, that Castro died or, you know, was pretty much about to die, you know, a few days ago, and they were just kind of holding back because I guess Raul Castro knows that, you know, his hours are numbered as soon as that comes out. You know, people are going to start storming the gates because I guess Castro kind of has this, you know, Saddam Hussein kind of grab on people still, even though he's basically, if he's still alive or whatever, he was still like this fragile old man. He still kind of has a psychological grab on the Cuban people, you know?
Yeah, you know, and I don't know how much of a grab that is any longer. I mean, because you've got tourism that's wide open in Cuba. Just about the only country that's continuing that embargo of Cuba is the United States.
Right.
It's become, you know, gentlemen, jump in if you got comments about it.
Yeah, well, about Castro, I mean, I think what we might see is a weekend of Bernie type situation where they, you know, what they'll do is that even though he's dead, they'll pretend he's still alive. And, you know, I don't know about all these rumors. I mean, there's rumors at this point. I actually just checked the Newswire, and, you know, there's a bunch of rumors in Miami or something saying that, that Castro has died. But, I mean, we still need official confirmation. But, you know, I wouldn't doubt the weekend of Bernie's thing. I mean, they may try to pretend he's alive even though he's dead. So
if they start playing merengue music, does he start getting up and dancing around and giving out orders to, you know what I mean, launch
Russian
missile?
Exactly. But,
you never
may
know.
See that.
But, no, that's, again, I heard that about a week. But, I mean, this has been coming out a little bit, you know, for about 3 months now. But, you know, again, that was the same source, Mike, if you remember when that all went down with the Browns the first time. That was the guy that I heard. That told me that, you know,
pretty credible guy then.
Oh, he's let's just, you know, leave it at that. I mean, you know, worked with a pretty big news station here, and it was like a secondhand source type of thing. So he talked to the guy that talked to the guy right in Cuba. But I don't know if it was the same guy again, that gossip columnist or what it was. But as far as I know, it was pretty, you know, high level. So, but no, hopefully that's true, because it's one more tyrant down. Even though as soon as that happens, the U.S. is going to start salivating, because that's going to become Las Vegas Island, I assume. You know, the way it was basically when Batista ran the place.
Well, you know, the ghost of Gotti is probably ready to rise, dude.
Well, I'm not even going to
The Corleones are coming back.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call, Rob. Thanks.
Hey, you guys take it easy.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Oh, one more.
You know, I'm sorry, we lost you there, Rob. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm still on. You guys hear me?
Oh, yeah, go. You had one more thing?
Yeah, I just actually got finished listening to last night's show. For whatever reason, the first hour didn't come through on the podcast, but I listened to the second hour with that caller. I never seen him in the chat room, I guess, but... Man, I'll tell you what, we're doing some promotional work. Actually, I'm doing some promotional work for UNTNR, and when I start sending out samples, this is what the guy sounds like, and I'm definitely sending that hour out. I mean, that was just some powerful radio and kind of compelling me to get up and call
you. Yeah, I mean, his call last night was just, oh, man.
I'll tell you what, man, I'm trying to jump on you real quick because I am kind of short on time, but, you know, we lose sight, you know, we are fighting a war here, you know, an information
30
war.
30 seconds, Rob, you got 30 seconds.
All right, man, but, you know, we lose sight of the fact that there's hundreds of thousands of troops over there that every day, their lives are literally in danger because of what this government has done and what they continue to do, and then what they're going to do on September 11th to throw salt in the wounds next month. You know, we really got to start extending the hand out there to a lot of these troops that are coming back that think we're the enemy because of their brainwashing. That's pretty much all I got to say. I mean, you guys have a great show. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Rob, I appreciate it. Yeah, you know, this whole thing with Castro, that's going to be an interesting little thing, and we'll talk more about it on the other side here. Plus, Rick in Nevada is patiently holding as well. We'll get to his call. If you'd like to join us here on the Midnight Rider, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Yeah, what will happen to Cuba afterwards? I think that's probably an interesting thing that we'll kind of sit here and talk about for a couple of minutes. Back on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
This will be an uncertain time for us, my love. I can hear the echo of your voice in my head, singing
My name is Mike Chambers, talking tonight with Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com and Live Free or Die Radio, and Doug Owen of BlacklistedNews.com. You know, guys, you know, pretty much the only country still embargoing them is us. I mean, they've got a great tourist trade going there again. I mean, people from Britain, all over Europe, Cuba's a destination for them now and has been for a number of years. Really, our embargo has meant really nothing for the last probably decade and a half. what do you guys see as it will happen with Cuba? Somebody had mentioned that, you know, Raul Castro's days may be numbered. What do you guys think is in the offing for that little island nation?
Well, regarding Castro, I mean, you know, I made the comment they're going to pull the weekend of Bernie thing. And,
right.
You know, I mean, I really don't know what they're going to do with that whole thing. But as far as our foreign policy towards Cuba and all of that, I don't really see what this embargo and all this other stuff has achieved. I mean, it's really done nothing. I mean, I think what we need to do is we need to start talking with them, and we need to start opening up trade and start opening up to them. Because, I mean, it's just an island out there. The Cold War is pretty much over for the most part. I don't see Russia sending any nukes over there, at least not yet. So, I mean, pretty much, I think we should start opening up to them, start talking to them, and, you know, try to be a little more diplomatic about the situation. I mean, we're the only country who's really treating them in that fashion. So, you know, yeah. I'd like to see us open up to Cuba a little more.
Well, and if Walmart gets a hankering to go down there, then you know it's opening wide up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Cuba, I mean, I think that the embargo was still somewhat symbolic. I mean, it's, you know, Cuba's been irrelevant for Russia. I mean, we are at a cold war with Russia right now, I would say, but, you know, they don't have to be in Cuba. I mean, you know, in the 60s, it mattered. That was a location that they needed, you know, and it was a real threat. But, I mean, you know, we have intercontinental ballistic nukes that they can shoot, you know, into Alaska easily. I mean, Kim Jong Il's he's gotten duds into Alaska on several occasions that the mainstream media lightly reported on. But, you know, Al-Qaeda is still the threat. But, yeah, I mean, the embargoes are just, they're unnecessary. And, you know, I agree with Ron Paul. I mean, you know, we should trade with other countries. That's how we promote good foreign policy. We shouldn't go and try to overtake their governments and manipulate them, you know, economically. We should just trade with them. And, you know, I mean, like Lee said, they're just a bunch of people on an island. They're people just like you and I, slaves that want freedom.
Yeah, exactly. Guys, I've got a conundrum here. Do I go to Rick in Nevada first, or in my studio right now, the phone is lit up, and I can tell you I know who the individual is. It's Troy in West Virginia. Do I take this yuck's call, or what do I do?
Well, I mean, Troy's always entertaining radio, so, I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing him on.
Sure, right, no. I welcome Troy. I enjoy. I'm one of those kind of guys that loves reading hate mail, so you can bring him on.
Oh yeah! As soon as I take the call, he hangs up. Little weasel.
Oh.
Rick in Nevada, welcome to the program. How are you, sir?
Rest in peace, Aaron Russo.
Yes.
And as far as I'm concerned, Castro. For every 1,000 people that love Castro, there's one Sour Grapes former casino owner from Havana who's jumped over the pond to Miami to live out his days and, you know, cry in his soup about Castro. Castro, like Tito, like Stalin, like a lot of other people you could name that the United States has hated, sometimes mindlessly. Those men were heroes to their people. They booted the fascists out of Yugoslavia. They booted the Hitler and his hordes back to Berlin, didn't they? So it's easy to sit there and carp about leaders of other countries who did what they had to do under real conditions.
Yeah, it is indeed true. That's very
that's
true.
That's all I had to say.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Rick. Thank you. You know, because I mean, granted, he was friendly to the United States, but gentlemen, Batista was. Not a guy looking to install a constitutional republic anytime soon.
No, I mean, just like most governments, I mean, you know, I don't think Castro's, you know, it's like I'm not a fan of Putin. I think Putin's a lot smarter than Bush, and he's a well-educated guy, and you should be watching him. You know, it's just like, you know, most leaders, I mean, most governments are corrupt, and, you know, I mean, look at Australia, I mean, Canada, I mean, they're all police states. They're not much better. I mean, he did what he could, but I mean, he did have a lot of communist ideals. But you know, I'm kind of one of these people that's different strokes for different folks. You know, and if it's kind of he was put in a lot of bad positions by the U.S. and other Western governments for a long time. So,
right.
And he had a lot of opposition. I mean, just like, you know, look at Venezuela. I mean, you know, he's a we're constantly at work, you know, not just, you know, putting out propaganda, but, you know, on the ground there, you know, trying to overthrow, you know, Chavez, and we're doing the same thing in Iran. And so we were doing the same thing in Cuba. So,
yeah. But, you know, we mentioned the possibility of a Cold War. You've got, you know, Russia flying strategic bomber missions again. I think the British intercepted one of the bombers the other day. And that's not the first time they've been intercepted. I guess that's probably more of a show of strength to say, look, you know, you think you can go into all these places, but we're still here and we're still a threat.
Well, yeah, I think that, you know, Putin, he's drawing a line in the sand. I mean, if you watch Moss News, I mean, we don't get a lot of it here, but the UK Daily Mail, I mean, you know, he's quite outspoken about the way he feels about 9/11 being an inside job. Him and many of his high-level generals have come out on the record saying it. And so, I mean, if you look at a lot of these other countries, I mean, they really understand our geopolitical system a lot better than the average American. I mean,
right.
He reads CFR documents. He reads Brzezinski. And he knows that the end game is him. And he realizes that, you know, the neocons are really wanting to push into Iran, you know, to push for Israeli strength. I mean, you know, there's no doubt that there's a good faction, a good section of both sides of the aisle in Congress that want to go to our war with Iran for reasons of that. But if you read Brzezinski, you know, he's, you know, we have a 17-to-1 strike ratio on Russia. You know, we have to get the end game going soon. And so,
right.
You know, Putin's, I think, drawing the line in the sand and letting the U.S. or the West, rather, know, hey, you know, this can only continue for so long. And that's why a lot of people don't report on it. But, you know, he's putting together the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. I mean, they've been together for 6 years. I mean, it's China, it's Russia, it's all of the smaller Kazakhstan, all the stands, Uzbekistan. And they have observer members like, you know, Iran and India and Pakistan are possibly becoming observer members. Venezuela, I think Bolivia as well, are all intimately working. So with, you know, Putin as well. So, I mean, you know, talk about there's no Cold War. I mean, there's a great Cold War going on. We're just so diverted. The mainstream media has us so, our attention pointed towards Iran and the constant, you know, drumbeat for war with them.
Well, I think one of the obvious things here too is the fact that, you know, the war that we're in Iraq right now is a low intensity conflict, and so it doesn't do a lot for the purchase of new weapon systems like new bombers and new fighter planes and that type of thing, where you need, you know, you continually want to have research and brand new tech in there, so you always have the tactical edge in a battle with those things. And so I would certainly see that the ramping up of the rhetoric between the United States and Russia in a move to, you know, to make it more possible for the military industrial complex to make even more money and to cause more of a scare here, because, you know, Russians look a lot like us.
Sure.
And so it, you know, it'd be more necessary for us, you know, you're going to have to be chipped. We're going to have a DNA scan so we can know that you are one of us. I mean,
well,
it's you know, a lot of that's scary. Go ahead, Lee.
Yeah, well, I kind of think this whole thing, how it's ratcheting up and the whole deal. Well, you know, I mean, there's definitely a distinct possibility that military-industrial complex could pull off some sort of nuclear attack in the United States, especially with Strategic Command, and you have the former commanding general of Strategic Command being bumped up to the Joint Chiefs level. He's going to be a vice chairman of the Joint Chief. And I think what they're going to do, if they actually have the nerve to pull off something like this, what they're going to do is they'll nuke one of the cities, and then they're going to blame it on all those Central Asian republics like Kazakhstan, all these other places, all these resources. Because if you remember, like, before 9/11, and they're talking about how there's, like, these suitcase nukes missing from the Soviet republics and all that, and I think they're setting up something like that potentially, where they could blame a false flag terror attack on those Central Asian republics as an excuse to invade them from Iraq and Afghanistan, where we already have bases.
Right. Yeah, you just wonder where all of this is. How many turns are going to win? I mean, do we know ourselves what the total end game is as far as what they want to run to get from point A to point Z? There's probably some unanswered questions that we don't know the answers to as of yet.
Sure. I mean, there's a lot of factors, but a lot of different ways. I mean, they want to implement a North American Union here, and they'd like to, quell the public here on our continent as well. But they're having a lot of opposition to it, and if you really look at kind of the CFR's game plan, I mean, their police state that they really wanted, what David Rockefeller wanted, should have been implemented in 2000, and they've had a lot of snags along the way, and my personal opinion is that that's why 9/11 came. But, if you look at the drills that we were running that day, a lot of them had to do with Russia, intercepting Russian strategic bombers, ratcheting up and striking Russia if necessary. So, I think 9/11, it could have easily went the same way. It's kind of like, if you look at Oklahoma City bombing, who's kind of blamed on militia and Ku Klux Klan members, but they had quite a few Muslims. I'm trying to think of his name, Husseini there. And,
yeah, Husseini, yeah.
Yeah, and, so they could have easily blamed that on Middle Eastern ties. I think, they like to keep their options open, and there's a lot of different things going on. I mean, they crash the economy, at any moment, and so could China. There's definitely an interesting chess game going on between NATO and the other superpowers of the world right now. So, they're not only domestically, and I mean, Putin's no better. They're quelling their public. If he doesn't like what you say in Russia, he'll just whack you, and he'll let you know that he whacked you,
Yeah. Yeah, that's become more and more evident in the last few months. Carol in Pennsylvania, welcome to the program. You're on.
Hello.
Hello.
I wanted to tell you, were talking about what Juan Bautista, he was in before Castro, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to tell you what a veteran had told me, Cherry, about five, six years ago. He said he was sent, a bunch of them were sent down to Cuba to assassinate Juan Bautista so Castro could be put into power. And he said our government sent these guys down there. They stripped them of their dog tags, any form of identification they had. And he said, he didn't say whether they killed Bautista, but he said he had no way to get back to America, none of these men.
Right.
And Castro brought them back to Florida. And the man said the only way he could declare his citizenship is he had one right to a phone call, which was his father. Otherwise, he would not even be in America today.
Wow.
Now, this is what our government did to these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Stripped them of every form of identity they had to go down and assassinate this man. Now, I don't know if you're aware of what Putin's doing for the people over in Russia. He's given these people a hectare of land, which is, about 2.5 acres. Tax-free.
Well, Putin, he does a lot of good things as well. I mean, they do the same things. He's got his own propaganda campaign, but, I mean, he does just as many, very dictator-type things as well. I mean, if you look at what he does, he's, there's a lot of propaganda. I mean, he has to quell his public as well,
Yeah, he's much like Hugo Chavez. There's some good with him, but there's also some bad that goes along with it as well.
Now,
exactly.
what do you think about the I can't remember if it's the 256th First Battalion and going to be in Washington, D.C. to protect Washington here soon? Did you know about this?
What have you guys heard anything about that?
No.
That's the first I've heard of that.
It's on freedomforum.com, and they're going down there to protect the Capitol, and why and what for, I don't know. And the only reason I can think is because Bush is going to allow those Mexican trucks on the highway the first of the month.
Right. Yeah, I've heard all about that. They're just allowing all the Mexican trucks to come up here without being checked, and it's just a complete fiasco. I've heard about that.
Well, you got to read on this. He's sending these guys there. They're specialized in some kind of thing that they're going to be, I guess, guarding Washington or whatever down there.
But they're that's interesting. I'll definitely look into it.
Yeah, it's on freedomforum.com, and I want to see what your thought is on that after you read it, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Right. And, one interesting thing, you know, a person's name who always turns up regarding, you know, covert activity regarding Cuba is one George Herbert Walker Bush in a little ship by the name of the Barbara, where they were ferrying arms and things down to an island close to Cuba, and actually they were actually running raids and things from that island. It's very possible the veteran she talked to, that's where he disembarked from. So, I mean, you just never know. I mean, the Bush family's obviously had their hands in quite a few things. The fact that they wanted to install Castro in that country, that's not surprising to me either. All right, we're going to grab a break. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. You're on board with the Midnight Rider tonight here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Tell the sky, oh, the sky.
back here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Carol, if you're still listening, Carol in Pennsylvania, if you're still listening, would you email me a link to that set of posts, to that thread over at Freedom Forum regarding the 256th Battalion? It seems like a big number for a battalion, but give me a link to that, and you can send it to Mike at MidnightRiderShow.com, Mike at MidnightRiderShow.com, so that might help us out. Lee, you're former military. Have you heard of any of a battalion that with that high of a number?
No, actually, I did a quick Google search. I have not heard of the 256. You know, I did it during the break, so I wasn't really able to research it that in depth, but I have not heard of a 265th battalion. So, I mean, you know, there's all sorts of numbers, all sorts of stuff in the military. It's hard to keep track of everything.
Right.
But, you know, I know the major ones, like the 81st Airborne, or, excuse me, 82nd Airborne, 101st Airborne, and stuff like that. But I've never heard of the 256.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
We leave people high and dry all the time, and, you know, as we saw in 9/11 and many other occasions, humans are expendable. Kissinger said it best. He said, you know, the army are nothing more than animals. So, you know, if it was true, it wouldn't surprise me, but I'd definitely like to look into it. And if she wants to get onto the chat board, the TRN, and live and post it there, you know, that would be great as well.
Yeah, would it be surprising that they would stick troops to guard Washington? I don't think so. I mean, you've got this whole military infrastructure that is being set up in inside of the country with NORTHCOM. So,
yeah. I mean, you know, if you look at Montebello, you know, Quebec there, I mean, they're ratcheting the police state. I mean, we have freedom of speech zones. So, I mean, it wouldn't be shocking, and they might have some big announcement. I mean, we live in wild times, and, you know, I don't know if the trucking, the truck drivers coming over from Mexico, I mean, it's nothing new. I mean, I live right on the I-35 NAFTA corridor, and you can, you know, drive up, you know, I-35 and see tons of Mexican trucks, but they're really going to unleash them. I don't know if that would cause enough of a ruckus to bring that many troops, you know, to Washington, but...
Well, I mean, you know, I know the last go around, when truckers were going to protest, most of them were told by the companies that they drive for that if they participated in the protest, they would lose their jobs. And so I know that those protests pretty much petered out. But if they're going to come, you know, Mexican trucks come rolling in, of course, we know, again, this is just another step in all of this integration, as they call it. To bring about this North American Union, you get these trucks rolling throughout the country. But the fact that, you know, they have different maintenance requirements, these guys probably don't have insurance, anything like that. I think, you know, it's just going to be absolutely disastrous.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, anybody who's ever traveled in Mexico knows that, you know, you don't take your car over there. They don't have insurance. And, you know, that's a lot of this deregulation is making it more competitive, and it's harder. I mean, the only type of people that could probably participate in those kind of protests would be independent truckers. But, you know, they get hit with so much liability insurance.
Right.
And, I mean, you know, it's to have a CDL is just, I mean, it's painstaking. You make one mistake anywhere, they can yank it from you at almost any point. It's like having any kind of, you know, license, state regulated or federally regulated license.
Hold right there, Doug. First hour is done. Back in 70 seconds. This is the Midnight Rider. With